Obviously, you're all aware we've had another fatality associated with COVID-19. And first and foremost, we want to extend our sincere condolences to the families and loved ones and friends of this individual come to this risk virus. As always, you know we've got the health unit on the line, and Dr. Cannon, we'll hand it over to you. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Mayor Perry. Just wondering if people want to mute their phones. I'm not sure. I don't think that's on my end. Today, I am extremely saddened to have to share the news of a sixth COVID-19 related death from an individual in the Porcupine Health Unit area. This lady was in her 60s, having tested positive for COVID-19 on April 13th this year, and was currently admitted to a hospital outside of the Porcupine Health Unit area. Her death was not related to an institutional outbreak, and out of tremendous respect for her loved ones at this point in time, we will not be commenting or providing any further details. On behalf of the Board of Health and the Porcupine Health Unit team, we extend our most sincere sympathies to her family and friends for their tremendous loss. There have been no new cases, no new positive cases in the Porcupine Health Unit area in the last 24 hours, and as such, the total number of confirmed positive remains at 65, with 7 of these still active. At this point in time, there have been over 4,100 tests completed across the Porcupine Health Unit area, with just around 280 test results still pending. I am pleased again to share that the testing rates for the Porcupine Health Unit region remain above provincial average and are updated weekly on our website with our epidemiology report. And the Porcupine Health Unit continues to meet the targets monitored by the Ministry of Health in terms of case and contact follow-up measures. Additionally, we've completed all of the testing surveillance initiative in all 10 long-term care homes across the region, as well as for all emergency child care workers. Testing continues to be key to our ability to monitor the local context of COVID-19, and especially to monitor any potential impacts of opening up the province and any potential impacts in the future of any lessening of any restrictions. We continue to urge all community members in all communities, if you have any symptoms that may be related to COVID-19, even ones that seem very mild in nature, please get tested. Call the Porcupine Health Unit or your primary care provider for referral to an assessment center. Yesterday, the Ontario government announced that additional seasonal services and activities will be permitted to open starting tomorrow. As well, other businesses and services will be permitted to open or expand their services starting next week. Again, this is always provided that the general trend on the health indicators and the COVID-19 monitoring from a provincial perspective continues to improve. If you are a business owner or manager and you would like more information on how to open in order to continue to protect your staff, your clients, and our public, please call the Porcupine Health Unit or call the Stop the Spread Business Information Line at 1-888-444-3659. Additionally, we have shared and will continue to share resources, signage, guidance with respect to how to conduct business in terms of reducing the spread of COVID-19. And this is available on our website. By phoning, the Porcupine Health Unit has been shared as well with all municipalities, the BIA and the Timmins Chamber of Commerce. As more businesses open, we will continue to promote and support the measures that will help protect us all from COVID-19. While we know individuals are going to be out more, we do still ask that people limit their trips to the stores and still try to send only one member of your family to run errands as much as possible. Please remain patient and respectful of the need to maintain a physical distance of 2 meters when in stores and running your errands. Wash your hands frequently and wash your hands well. And even more important, if you are unwell in any way, please stay home. This long weekend, we want to make sure, and we ask everyone, to share your memories with those in your household, Share your memories virtually with other family and friends. Share stories of how COVID-19 has changed our lives. Share successes and fun ways that you have dealt with it or entertained your kids or connected with loved ones virtually. But please, don't share COVID. Please maintain physical distancing from others, even when enjoying the outdoors in any of our communities. Please ensure you're staying home if you're unwell. Please continue to wash your hands. Please stay positive. Please stay safe. Please stay committed to reducing the spread of COVID-19 across the Porcupine Health Unit area. Thank you. Merci. Miigwech.
All right, thank you, Doctor. Next, we'll go to Blaise McNeil with the Timmins and District Hospital.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and folks on the line. I just want to offer my condolences on behalf of the hospital as well as in terms of the person who lost their battle with COVID-19. This year, the May long weekend is going to look quite a bit different for our community. On a weekend that usually sees us gathering with our friends and family, opening up our camps and cottages, we, the healthcare community, are asking you to please continue following the public health measures currently in place. We are asking you to please avoid non-essential travel. Instead, look to enjoy outdoors with your immediate family closer to home. While the province has announced the first of many steps to slowly reopen the economy, this is not a reason to let up on the public health measures. Physical distancing and other measures have helped slow the spread of COVID-19 across the province, but the virus is still in our community. Together, we've made it through 9 weeks of these provincial emergency measures, and bending the public health measures now would see a rise in cases and a return to square one. We know that these measures are not easy, especially for an extended period of time, but they will ensure that this pandemic remains as short as possible. The province has echoed its earlier announcement as it looks to begin the rescheduling of non-emergent diagnostic imaging and surgical services. With the announcement, the Timmins District Hospital is in the early planning stage of a slow, measured return to our new normal operation, whatever that might look like. Prior to this resumption, a thorough authorization process will be completed. This process will ensure all hospitals meet the criteria outlined in the provincial framework, while ensuring capacity exists in order to respond to future COVID-19 needs. Hospitals still operating under Ministry of Health Directive Number 2 for healthcare providers, which mandates that all non-essential and elective services cease throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. We are asking you to please stay safe, stay home unless it's for essential travel, and please wash your hands often. Thank you.
All right, thank you for that. Next, we'll go to the media for questions for Dr. Catton or for Blaise McNeil.
It's Bob at Moose FM. Dr. Catton, you said that the patient died in a hospital outside the health unit area. So there's a couple things I want to ask. If you can tell us where that hospital is, did she contract COVID-19 in the PHU area? Where did she live, and was she tested in this area?
Hi, Bob. Thanks for your questions. And again, out of utmost respect for the patient's family and friends at this point in time, I'm really not going to be giving further details.
I'm not asking for her name, Doctor.
I understand that. I'll finish answering. Thank you. This is an individual that was identified previously as one of our cases, and the case chart will be updated. This individual was identified as a case within the Porcupine Health Unit area, was subsequently admitted to hospital, and for medical reasons was transferred out of the Porcupine Health Unit area and unfortunately passed away in a hospital outside of the region. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's all I was looking for.
All right, any other questions? Okay, hearing none, then we'll go to Brian Marks with the Cochrane Detail.
Thanks, Dave. Good afternoon. Emergency medical services. First, before I get to the usual report, on behalf of the board and all of the employees of the DSAP, I want to express my condolences on the recent loss. For emergency medical services, 29 calls with 15 in Timmins, and 8 of those failed the screening. I'd also like to ask people to continue to follow all of the directives issued by public health this long weekend and stay safe in order to not put any additional pressures on our first responders. In terms of food security, 78 meals were distributed at the Lord's Kitchen last night, with an additional 33 throughout the day at the McIntyre. And the count for homelessness now is up to 30 at Northern College, 22 at the Mac, and 8 at Living Space. I'd also like to take this opportunity to provide an update from the recent fire at our Sterling property on Wednesday. There were 8 households affected. 5 of those households were relocated to temporary accommodations at a local hotel. The other 3 households were able to be accommodated with family. The Cochrane DSAB is able to rehouse 4 households today, and they'll be receiving keys for units. One of the households will be rehoused tomorrow, and 2 will be able to return to 2 of the affected units later in the week once smoke remediation takes place. The Red Cross was able to provide the accommodations for 24 hours. They were also able to provide satisfy some immediate needs in terms of clothing and meals. For anybody interested in providing donations, information will be put on the Cochrane DSAB website later today. So continue to monitor the website for additional information for donations. I'd also like to once again thank the fire department, Timmins Police, the volunteers at the Red Cross staff, and also the DSAP Housing Department personnel for their great work in supporting these families during this traumatic time. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Brian. Next, we'll go to Seth Palmentier, City Clerk.
Thank you, Dave. I'd just like to remind the public that we continue to receive complaints on a daily basis with respect to the provincial emergency. Now that the province has begun to open up the economy, there seems to be a lot of concern in the public about what businesses should and should not be open. I would like to remind everybody to submit your concerns to the City of Timmins, the Porcupine Health Unit, or Timmins Police Service. We're having reports that people are contacting these businesses and the business owners directly. I'd like to remind you that enforcement personnel should handle those requests and encourage the public not to become involved in that manner. Another reminder, if it's a business and you don't feel safe entering, then please don't enter. Again, we have trained staff who are trained to handle these sorts of situations. We encourage the public to inform us as opposed to taking it upon themselves. Thank you.
Thank you, Steph. Next, we'll go to Chief Logren.
Good afternoon, everybody. First of all, I would like to offer our condolences from the fire department to the individual who succumbed to COVID-19 and wish the family all the best. I would also like to take this opportunity to give a shout out again to the first responders, hospital workers, volunteers, all those who have worked considerably hard over the past number of months and will continue to have to do so as we move forward. We thank them and hope that they have a great long weekend. Yesterday I came here with a message that I wanted the media to carry, which was about the fireman. Today I come with possibly a slightly different message, and it has come to our attention that the Premier may lift the fire ban later today, which again, without seeing any parameters to this point, I'm not sure what that will mean for the City of Timmins and people, but I will assure people that we are putting a plan in place. And as details come out later today on this, we will ensure that we have press release out to advise people as to how we will move forward with it. So again, I thank people for their patience as it relates to this. And again, we make any details, I would want to ensure that the details from Premier's press conference and the direction that they are going to go in and the timeline that they are looking at. So again, thanks very much, and again, we will send out a press release if something changes later today. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Another notice from the City of Timmins is that the boat launches that have been barricaded by city staff will be removed at the Mount Metagami River and in South Porcupine, and that those launches will be open tomorrow for the provincial orders. From here, we'll go to the media for any questions.
Hi, it's Sergio from CBD. I've got some questions for Brian Marks and Chief Loughran. Just starting with Brian Marks. When the Red Cross was housing the residents that were displaced, was there any concern about spread for COVID-19? Were there any measures taken to try to mitigate that?
So the households are housed as households. So, while social distancing protocols traditionally allow for members of households to stay together, that's what's guiding the rehousing at this time. So those households are housed or rehoused, are accommodated in hotel rooms as per social distancing.
Gotcha. Thank you. And just a follow up in terms of rebuilding the affected units. How much is that going to cost, DSAP?
I don't know at this point. We're only able to get in there recently to secure the sites. So cost estimates will be forthcoming as we work with insurance providers in the days to come.
Okay, thanks. And just a question for Chief Loughran. I know it's sort of up in the air right now until the province comes to their decision, but if they decide to lift the fire ban, would Timmins do that as well?
Yes, we will. We'll put a process in place for permits, honoring existing permits, et cetera. But again, we will not be able to do that until we get the specifics from the Premier's announcement.
All right. Thanks very much. Those are all my questions. Thanks.
It's Bob at Moose again. I have a quick one for the fire chief. Chief, if the ban is lifted, does that mean that campfires, backyard fires are allowed, but not grass burning or land clearing, or is it the whole ball of wax?
Until the Premier makes his announcement and we see the specifics, it's tough for me to answer that, Bob. But at the end of the day, if he does lift the fire ban and say backyards of campfires are allowed, then we would do no different than we have done in the past with the permit. We would have to put a mechanism in place to look at how we would do that in short order. But we do have people working on that as I speak.
Great. Thank you, Chief.
Thanks. Sir, having a conversation, the province sent out a press release saying that it's being lifted at midnight.
Maya, can you repeat that?
There's a provincial release that says it's being lifted at midnight.
Okay, so again, I guess what I'll just sort of reiterate what Chief Loughran has said is we'll have to dig into whatever direction that fire services received so that we can make sure that we convey that properly in terms of what that means for the City of Timmins, but as has been stated, we are following the provincial lead on this one. All right. Any further questions? Okay, hearing none, then it's over to Mayor Perry for some closing remarks.
Well, it's always a very sad occasion and sad press conference, and we've had a loss in the community. And again, we extend our sincerest condolences to the families and loved ones of that individual. Having said that, it's a very important weekend for the community and the district, and an even more important weekend and a week ahead as we open up the economy. As I said yesterday, there's countless people that have worked countless hours to make this as safe as possible. And in every business that's going to open, there's countless individuals that have worked countless hours in getting the message out to people. I've said we've been going to school with this virus for quite some time now, and I think we have learned the lesson. The lesson that it's taught us, of course, is to respect it, respect the virus, and with that, respect each other. Social distance, 6 feet apart, is extremely important. And as has been said many, many times, you're the author of your own destiny. Don't feel safe. You don't have to be there. I have a poem I'd like to read to end today's conference, and it's from a young lady in Timmins, and it goes like this. Timmins is the city with the heart of gold, home to many people, young and old. We care for each other, treating our community like brothers, a lesson we learned well from our elders. But when trauma hits, it's a shock weighing us down like a rock, swooping in our lives like a hawk. We fall victim to despair, tears shedding everywhere, causing more pain than we can bear. A good example is COVID-19, the medical field's newest scene, pouring over the world like an open canteen. It's created self-isolation across the nation, making us wish for the return to liberation. Its impact is strong and extremely wrong, forcing the days to feel twice as long. Despite our distance, our city shows persistence as we hope our way to a better existence. Together we will surpass and get back to class, allowing our moms to store away their wine glass. Eventually, we will see a brighter future for you and me as we finally let this virus rest in the pages of history. So, this weekend, as we may or may not be sitting around our campfires, please reflect on that last verse. Eventually, we will see a brighter future for you and me as we finally let this virus rest in the pages of history. That's truly the goal of what we're going through here. And we've been successful so far. Alicia Skinner wrote that.